It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When the on-air mic goes off, when the on-air mic goes off, when the on-air mic goes off, the talk begins. It's Talk Talk with Martha Quinn.
See, I'm liking this.
When's the talking gonna start?
Do you know why I like this? You know why I like this. I always tell this story. What is this like?
It's like
what
Christmas.
Is this like?
It's like Christmas.
What? No, it is like when Melly Mel was doing the Chaka Khan rap.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on repeat. Somehow the computer messed up in the beginning. And he was going, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. And they were like, oh, no, what's going on? And somebody had the genius idea in the studio to say, no, 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 this is good. Keep it. And it is so hooky. Right?
Do you want to start the podcast like that every second now, every time, Martha Quinn?
I want to start it every second like that, yes. I want every second of our podcast to just be that on a continuous loop. Welcome to Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. This is the You Only Hear It Here collab between the Morning Drive with Christy Live team, Christy and Karina Velasquez, and the Martha Quinn Show team, me and Karina Velasquez.
Hey!
We're applauding you, Karina, because you work so hard for Christy. No, just kidding.
you all do. We all work so hard.
We do, honestly, we do. And we appreciate you joining us. There's always a seat at our table for you. Everything is Halloween right now, so we're going to talk about times we have been scared out of our minds. But first, a lightning round of Halloween corny jokes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, so it'll be Christy, Karina, Martha. Christy, go.
Which high-octane song do vampires sing while they're waiting for gas?
Ooh, which high-octane song do vampires sing when they're waiting for gas? Christy, I give up. What?
Vampire Blues by Neil Young.
No. As in, bell-bottom blues?
Or like they got the blues because they're pumping gas?
Next up is Karina because it's rapid fire.
Let's hear.
We don't ask questions about why it's not funny.
Oh, okay. We don't ask questions. Okay, that was good. Okay, whoa. Christy, getting us off to a rocking and rolling start. I like it. Karina Velasquez, what is your Halloween corny joke?
Why don't angry witches ride their brooms?
Why don't angry witches ride their brooms, Karina Velasquez?
They're afraid of flying off the handles.
Okay. All right, ladies, how does one ghost from New York greet another ghost from New York?
I don't know how, Martha Quinn.
Christy, they say, hey, how you booing?
That's cute.
I didn't know they were supposed to be funny, guys. My bad.
Christy, you go.
What goes on when a ghostly church musician and a surgeon specter hang out in the great beyond?
Wait, say that one more time.
Oh, man, I'm afraid to.
Because I got tripped up by the word specter. Let me hear that one more time.
Okay, what goes on when a ghostly church musician and a surgeon, we can nix the word specter, hang out in the great beyond?
I give up. What, Christy?
They just chill and talk about Oregon.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, lightning round.
All right, what do skeletons order at restaurants?
I give up, Karina Velasquez. What do skeletons order from restaurants?
Some spare ribs.
Hey. See, okay, I don't get that joke because they have enough ribs.
Well, they need some more. They're skeletons. They need more bones. They can never have enough bones.
Wouldn't they order like a heart or a liver or something?
All right, speed lightning, Martha lightning Quinn. You're up, Martha.
Okay. I don't know if you guys know, but Dracula was once in a band back in Transylvania with a bunch of other vampires. He was the bass player. Guess who the lead singer was?
Who?
David Lee Goth.
That's cute. I like that one, too.
That was great.
Martha for the win.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Christy, yours, I mean, Spectre.
Thank you.
Alone.
I was Googling the word now as we speak so I could try and figure out
the surgeon
why it made sense. I mean, a specter is...
What is a specter?
It's a ghost.
It is?
Yes. So what goes on when a ghostly musician, a church musician, and a ghostly surgeon hang out. They just chill and talk about organs.
But where was the Spectre part? But where was the Spectre part?
A surgeon Spectre. So that's a surgeon ghost.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I learned something, and that was funny. That was educational and funny. So I don't know if you ladies saw this statistic. Welcome to Martha Quinn, Talk Talk with Martha Quinn, if you're just joining us. This chaos is also known as a podcast. Believe it or not, we're professionals, but I don't know if that's... Is that true? Do you think we're professional podcasters yet? Maybe we have to hit 200. This is episode number 178. Maybe by podcast number 200, we'll be totally pros. What do you think?
I'm here for that. I like that reasoning. And I feel like 200 is the sweet spot.
Yeah. And we'll be going, okay. And today's podcast has been brought to you by the awesome people over at the Notebook Company. I don't know. So I don't know if you saw this statistic, but 45% of Americans do not like horror movies, meaning 55% of Americans are demented. No, I'm totally kidding. I personally don't like to be scared, but since it is Halloween season, I thought we would share times that we have been scared out of our minds. Karina Velasquez, you go first because you are in the 55% of Americans who likes horror movies. That's true or false?
That is true. Well, it depends, but for the most part, I do enjoy a good horror movie every now and then. The only time that I can remember really, really being scared was probably when I was a kid and I got lost in the mall.
That is scary.
I was in a shop with my mom and she walked out, but she walked out thinking that I was with my dad because I kind of wandered off like most kids do. And I remember looking around and being, you know, so little and like, where the heck is everybody? Where is everybody? Where is everybody? And I was freaking out. Didn't know
what do you mean
to do.
Freaking out? What were you doing?
Well, I was just like looking around like, oh, my God, where's my mom? Where's my mom? Where's my mom? And I ran out of the store, which was probably not a wise idea.
Yeah.
And I went to the middle of the mall and then I was just sitting there crying. And then eventually my parents found me. It was funny because they were blaming each other. My mom thought I was with my dad. My dad thought I was with my mom because they were in different stores. And so little Karina was left in the mall. Well, inside one of the store malls. But I think that's the most time that I've ever kind of really, really been scared because I was little, didn't know what to do, but they found me and then that was it. And they were blaming each other, but I'm like, it's nobody's fault. It's my fault for wandering around.
No, that's what kids do. It's not your fault.
Well, I was a little mischievous kid. I was always the one
going
into the, you know, when you go in a clothing store and you hide in the racks, like in the middle of the rack, that was always me, my mom. Yeah. So that was my fault. I think that's the most time that I've ever been scared. I don't do the haunted houses. I don't do those because those kind of freak me out.
But Christy, you like the haunted houses.
Sometimes I like the haunted houses, but I got an invitation this weekend to go to a haunted house and I was like, no, I don't think so. I'm not really feeling it. It depends. I don't mind people jumping out and scaring me because I think that's kind of fun, like that rush, but I don't like scary movies where I'm going to be in the dark and having to listen to a noise and everything like that. I think for me, the scariest I've been is usually probably surrounding a movie. I think surrounding a movie, because Friday the 13th really, 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 really scared me. That movie to this day still creeps me out. But I had gone to one of my best friends when I was younger. Her name was Ebony, and she had a sleepover. And during the sleepover, I don't know why her mom made us let us watch Nightmare on Elm Street. And she was into scary movies. And we were like young because the movie just came out on VHS. So we're watching it. And so we were kids and it's a scary movie. And I was like freaked out and we watched it over and over again. And that movie just totally did a number on me. Like I slept with my mom for a really long time after that.
I got a question. Did your mom know that you watched that movie?
Yes, because I was sleeping with her like after the movie, after I got back home, I was like, would not go to sleep.
Christy's mom, Miss Ruthie, is very church, but was she mad?
No, she wasn't mad.
I think that's what you were. She wasn't that they showed you that movie?
No, she wasn't mad, which is kind of crazy. On a sidebar, did you guys see that group of teachers scaring the toddlers.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that headline. Yeah. I didn't even click on it because I knew it was going to break my ever-loving heart.
I saw that.
So it was a group of toddlers, basically, and they're in class, and their teachers put on the scream masks, which... Well, I guess I shouldn't say which aren't scary, because if you're two, that might be scary.
Yeah,
as an adult. Super scary.
And they were chasing them around. And I thought they were just, you know, kind of having fun. But they're literally facing felony child abuse charges for that.
Because they posted the video and they're scaring the heck out of the kids. Like, if I was a parent, that would that would traumatize me.
That, as a parent, would make my mom, I think, upset. That's basically what I'm saying. But her, you know, someone just showing the movie... No, she wasn't upset, but yeah, but it traumatized me. I was like, I'm cool. That was a scary situation, and it was a movie.
When my daughter Annabelle once went to my cousin Lilybelle's house, they watched, I think it was Meet the Fockers, when, I don't know how old she was, but I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe she would show them this. I just can't believe it. But, you know, Annabelle was my youngest, and Annabelle's cousin Lizzie was my cousin's youngest, right? So you have the oldest versus the youngest. It's like my daughter Annabelle never was allowed to watch SpongeBob because I thought it was very negative, but my son watched everyone. He would literally sit on the couch eating ice cream watching some SpongeBob, and my daughter would be like, why is this going on? I wasn't allowed to eat ice cream. I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob. So yeah, I can see why parents would be, but yeah, I think when you send a child to preschool, you want them to be loved and nurtured and taken care of and not traumatized. Thank you.
Okay.
Just saying. Okay. Well, I think one of the scariest things that ever happened to me and to my husband, Jordan, we had rented a house in Studio City in Southern California. And by the front door was a big plate glass window, but it was kind of smoked, like you couldn't see through it. So we're in the house, and all of a sudden, we hear, and, you know, you could feel it. And we're going, earthquake! Earthquake! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! And my husband and I both went running out the front door, and our friend Jason was standing there. And we go, Jason, oh, my God, did you feel there's an earthquake just now? There was an earthquake just now. And he's going, oh, my God, you guys. He had just... put his hand on the window and kind of pushed it so it was vibrating. And we were like, oh my God, oh my God. But a couple of years later, we went to Jason's house. He lived not far from us. And we had our German Shepherd with us. We have a big, we had at that point a very big German Shepherd. And Jason's door was open, and we knew that Jason was probably upstairs. So we just opened his door and we let Pauling in the front door. And we knew, because Pauling loved Jason, eventually he would make his way up there. And so we're just waiting outside. And all of a sudden we hear, what the heck? What the heck? We laughed so hard because he was like so shocked to turn around and see, you know, a big German Shepherd in his house that he never expected. I mean, he recognized him right away as soon as he did. But, you know, there was that moment there where you just like lose it. But it's almost like, when you know it's not dangerous, you have the license to truly lose it. Because if it was like a tiger, right, he would probably freeze and then jump out the window or something. But because he instantly was scared but realized it was Pauling, a dog that he knew, even though he was surprised, that allows you to kind of lose it. Does that make sense, Christy or Karina?
Yes. Yeah. Because then you know you're in real danger. And it's not funny. It's kind of like when someone falls. It's funny unless you know they're really hurt. And then you're like, okay, I'm not laughing because they could seriously be injured. So kind of in that same way.
Yeah. I remember another time, because you just brought that memory up for me, Martha, when I was hecka scared, was in the house with my parents. And I went into the garage by myself. I was younger, obviously, like a teen. And I saw something moving in like a garbage bag. And I freaked out so bad. I was screaming. I ran inside the house, crying my eyes out, because it looked like something so huge in this whatever garbage bag that it was. I had no idea what it was. And my dad came running down with like a bat. thinking somebody was attacking me, but it turned out it was a rat.
That's pretty scary, though.
But I freaked out because it looked really huge. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, I was obviously crying and screaming. And my poor dad, you know, I freaked him out. And he goes into the garage to figure out what this big thing is in the garbage bag. Because I was like, this is not a mouse. It was big. It was really big. And so it turned out to be a giant rat.
There is something really scary about rats. I'm an animal person. I had mice growing up. But something about rats, I don't know what it is. They do look scary.
Mice, too. I can't believe you had mice as pets. Well, I can believe you, Martha Quinn, had mice as pets. I can believe this. But no, mice, rats, nope. Don't need any of them. Nope. I did have a run-in with a dog that was pretty scary. And it was like one of the one times I tried to be nice and be a dog person. My ex-girlfriend had this dog. Mm-hmm. Her dog was Jordan. Jordan was a cool dog. Rest in peace, Jordan. And I decided.
Thank you, Christy. That was nice of you.
Right. You know, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to be a jerk. I'm going to take Jordan out for a walk around the neighborhood.
Okay.
So I take Jordan out for a walk. We get to the end of the block. I'm like, be cool, Jordan. Be cool. I pass this big rig that was like parked on the side of the street. I come across the big rig. So I'm walking on the sidewalk. And as soon as I get to the front of the big rig, I look to my left and there is a pit bull.
Oh, no.
A pit bull.
Oh, my gosh.
With no leash.
Oh.
It's an Oakland random pit bull. Mm. I'm on the middle of the street. There is nobody else around except this pit bull who is standing there staring us down.
Oh, no.
And me with my girlfriend's dog, Jordan.
What kind of dog was this, by the way?
He's like
Jordan.
I don't know. He was like a big yellow dog. So I guess he could have been a.
Like a Labrador
or
something gentle
like that.
And sweet, like that a pit bull could make mincemeat out of?
With an attitude. Well, a pit bull can make mincemeat out of me. And, you know, and they can smell fear. Yes. And I'm thinking, great, if anything happens to her dog, she's going to kill me. This dog could kill me. Nobody's out here. And I was like,
the worst.
Hello? Hello?
Oh,
hello? And I'm just yelling, hello? Somebody get your dog. And Jordan is just staring the dog down. And I was like, what are we going to do? And I was just like, go, go. And then Jordan like did a bark. And then the pit bull like kind of went like he was going to go towards us. And then he turned around.
Pitbull was like, I don't know what you're making a big old deal for. I'm just over here looking at you.
Yeah. And that was a really scary situation. And we turned around and I was like, nope, this is what happens. And I'm never walking you again. I'm sorry, Jordan. I'm sorry. You'd have to play in the yard.
Well, what's scary is the fact that you would actually walk a dog because you're not a dog person.
Right. And the time I do it.
Right.
Oh, here's Mr. Pitbull.
That's scary.
Waiting to try and eat us up. So it was either God or Jordan saying, hey, bruh, let us just pass. Let me get this good walk in. It never happens. Whatever he said.
Yeah.
Like the dog felt him and was like, okay, I'll let you guys pass. But that was a scary situation.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That is so scary.
Especially random pit bull. No leash. Just kind of, you know, and it's Oakland. You don't know, like, what this dog has been trained to do anything.
I'm trying to think what Bueller, if he was off the leash and he was in the random pit bull situation and old Jordan barked at Bueller, I'm afraid that Bueller might move forward instead of back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And your dog is trained. So, sure.
But, you know, I think what you would do in that situation, should that come up, is you, number one, drop the leash.
Oh, better really?
Better than Jordan take on the pit bull than you.
I guess that's true, but I was just standing there like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Yeah.
If you're a dog person listening right now, is that good advice? Let's say you're in a situation like Christy was in. She's walking a dog. There's a pit bull that's off the leash, and it looks like there might be a showdown. I wouldn't drop it unless something started to happen. But if the pit bull started to run towards Christy with the dog, don't you agree with me that she should drop the leash? Please let me know if you're a trainer through the talkback feature on the free iHeartRadio app. I would love to know about this. And if you have funny Halloween corny joke you want to share with us, or a time that you've been totally scared, we are here for it. Please let me know, because that's always fun to know when people have been scared. I don't know why. It's just always fun. Okay, what else, ladies?
Happy Halloween. Yeah. What are you going to dress up as for Halloween, Martha Quinn? I already know.
What am I going to dress up as?
The original MTV VJ.
Yes. I forgot that's my costume. You know what? I think it's the world's easiest costume ever.
What?
Get yourself a pair of sparkly socks and go out as Michael Jackson. Boom, you're done.
I think Michael deserves a little bit more than sparkly
socks. Yeah, sparkly socks.
Yes, from the Billie Jean video.
No.
No.
That's it. Yes. No. Excuse me. Did you just say fail?
Yes. Because
do you know the name of this podcast, Karina Velasquez?
You're going to have to walk around with pants super high, like above your obviously sock area, or you're going to be walking around holding your pants. Plus, depends on where you're at. Like, you can't see the sparkling.
Wow, way to be a Halloween hater.
Somebody says, what are you dressed up as? You pull up your pants, you reveal your sparkly socks, you say, I'm Michael Jackson, move on.
Or you go,
mind your own B.I.B.'s wax.
That's what you do.
I don't know. I'm just not a big Halloween person.
That's okay. We'll celebrate for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for checking out episode number 178 of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. Be sure to wake up with Christy and Karina and their awesome morning show, Morning Drive with Christy Live, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, here and on the iHeartRadio app. I come in after with the Martha Quinn Show from 10 until 3 here and also on the iHeartRadio app. Remember, you've got chances to win $1,000 cash. This is October 2022. Until episode number 179, I'm Martha Quinn.
I'm Christy.
I'm Karina Velasquez.
Boo! I was just trying to scare you.
You want to say miss you already?
Miss you already. I scared myself. I scared the miss you already right out of myself. Okay, we'll see you next week.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.